USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Cathy and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights, and this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi. Dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11, and none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not budge in an impeachment showdown with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Facebook is changing its policy on so-called deepfake videos. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the story.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
Texas-based Pier 1 Imports is preparing to close up to 450 stores, but which locations is unknown. Some workers at the company's Fort Worth headquarters will also be laid off, and distribution centers are set to be shut down. The announcement comes as Bloomberg previously reported that Pier 1 drafted a bankruptcy plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two dozen Australians in the state of New South Wales have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires as record blazes continue to burn across the country. As of Monday, over 12 million acres have burned in Australia since the start of the fire season. Many animals are being displaced. Ray Harvey was forced to evacuate her wild two-free kangaroo sanctuary.
I thought they were all going to be dead. There was so much smoke and fire, and I didn't think there was going to be any alive. They're my family. It's like losing your family.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be briefed by top U.S. military leaders on what top Iranian terrorist Qassem Soleimani was up to. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.